Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Craig Martin, chairman of Dunham Capital, manager of Vietnam Holding, VNH, his ticker there. Craig, thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Justin. Yeah, pleasure.
Yeah, and you've released your monthly investor report out. We'll talk about that and how things are looking there in Vietnam. But I've got to say, really impressed with the share price performance, as I suppose investors are. If you go back to sort of maybe this time last year, you know, it's November time, 17th, you're at 150, 156. We're now at 336. You've got to be pleased with that, Craig.
Yeah, it's a great performance, and it's been a great journey, hasn't it? Not only the share price, but the net asset value has done really, really well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So just explain what Vietnam Holding is for people not familiar, Craig, if you could.
Sure. So Vietnam Holding, or VNH, is listed on the main board of the London Stock Exchange, and it's an investment company. All it does is invest in the exciting market of Vietnam, and Dynam Capital, we're the manager for that fund.
Excellent stuff. Okay. Now, it's been several weeks since we last spoke. Share price has been rising since, but you always have something, you know, new to report from Vietnam. So what's been happening in that part of the world, Craig?
Well, there's never a dull day out here, Justin. I suppose an interesting point to make is the economy in Vietnam is really reopening after a strong COVID lockdown a couple of months ago. Mm-hmm. People are back to work and the production heart is pumping again. Vietnam, for example, makes 4 out of every 10 Nike trainers. A couple of months ago, there were some concerns, you know, would they be able to supply the world's kind of Christmas orders? Now, there have been some issues there, but those factories are now pumping back and the employment levels are there. So I think next year's supply is safe, but yeah, there may well be some issues for Santa this Christmas if someone's buying new Nikes, yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. I was watching CNBC, and they mentioned that. They said, you know, there's supply chain issues around the world, and they mentioned Vietnam, in, I think it was in the context of Nike. And I was dumbfounded by how much is produced, how much footwear is produced in Vietnam. It's amazing.
Well, it's a journey going back over the last 30 years. You know, Vietnam has moved actually up the value chain from garments and textiles and footwear. It's still a massive exporter, mm-hmm. But now it's also a big exporter of digital goods and Samsung phones. And so that whole production heart is really pumping again. And Vietnam's a critical part of the global supply chain. So that was one point that's been new, is that post lockdown the economy is thumping again. A second point that's new since we last spoke, we've had COP26 up in Glasgow, and the Vietnamese Prime Minister and a delegation went across to COP26, and they committed Vietnam to be net zero by 2050, which is a very brave step for an emerging country. And with that, a move away from coal-fired power. So that's going to give a real push for renewables and less polluting forms of energy, and you know, maybe even nuclear again in the future. But it's important. The Prime Minister said, look, this is aligned with economic recovery and a green growth strategy. So pumping economy, but the government wants it to be done on a, you know, environmentally friendly, on a green growth footing. Something else that's new is played to transportation in Vietnam, in Hanoi, which is the capital of Vietnam. They've just opened their first metro system.
Oh, yeah.
It's equivalent of the Docklands Light Railway.
Mm-hmm.
And this is opened in Hanoi. And, you know, we're a firm believer in the multiplier effect of infrastructure. You've seen this in many other economies, not so much Docklands in London, but you take somewhere like Thailand. They opened their SkyTrain, their kind of elevated train system, about 22 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that opened up a lot of convenience stores and boosted consumer spend. So, you know, we think these things, as this infrastructure gets invested, the economy is going to really see an acceleration. And another acceleration point that we've seen was a report around the digitalization. I don't know if you have it in the UK, but in Asia, they have something which is Singles Day. It's 11th of November, the same as our, you know, Remembrance yeah. Day. And it's a massive online retail fest across Asia. In China, two companies, Alibaba and Tencent, I think they sold about $150 billion of goods in one day's trading. It's immense. And even in Vietnam, that e-commerce is really growing very, very quickly,
yeah,
about 30% per annum. We're looking at a digital economy in Vietnam that's now forecast to be about $57 billion by 2025 and probably a couple of billion by 2030. What was interesting in this new report that came out was the fact that since the pandemic, there are now 8 million new digital consumers that have added to the market in Vietnam. So it's a place of tremendous growth and change. So never a dull day, always something happening. And it's a very exciting place to be invested.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, given all that news, a lot of positivity there coming down the pipeline, you know, how's the fund performing?
Look, the fund's had a tremendous year. It's driven by, obviously, the underlying growth in the Vietnam stock market, which has been boosted with record levels of liquidity, and it's hit its all-time highs. And the fund, we're at record levels of our performance and share price. Our net asset value is up about 60% this year. So we're the top-performing fund focused on Vietnam. And I think we're actually the top-performing fund focused on any single country in the UK. And the share price has also rallied. I think since we last spoke, it's up about 10%. It's around about, yeah, just over £3.30. So it's performed well, and the discount has narrowed. If you remember, there's a discount between the net asset value of the fund and the share price. The share price is at a discount to the net asset value. So although the fund's been that top performer, you can actually still buy the fund on about a 15% discount to net asset value. So it's performance has been great, but there's still an opportunity for people that don't want to miss out.
Yeah, absolutely. Marvellous stuff. And what about next year? Or is it too early to tell yet?
Well, next year is going to be the year of the tiger in Vietnam. And tiger, many years ago, Vietnam was said, oh, you know, you're a tiger economy. Well, maybe next year will be the tiger year. Look, I think GDP growth should be back on track. It was a bit down this year. It was only, you know, 3.5-4%. But next year will be back to probably 6-6.5% GDP growth, which is its kind of 30-year track record. And we think then many of the companies we look at can also grow their earnings significantly next year, probably by about 20-25%. They're probably going to be doubling their earnings, which many of them have done this year. This year has been an extraordinarily strong year for EPS growth. But I think next year we're looking at 20-25%. And bear in mind, our portfolio trades on an estimated kind of 11 times next year's earnings. So we think there's great growth still in the market and good, reasonable valuation. So I think, you know, next year we'll hear the tiger roar.
Yeah, absolutely. Marvellous stuff. Okay, with that in mind then, Craig, as always, as you know, on the front page of Vox, 10 companies that are most followed. So to get on that list, give us 3 reasons why someone should hit that follow button on your page and add Vietnam Holding to their watch list, please.
I'd say number one, we're a top performing fund. Number two, you can still buy the fund at an attractive discount to the net asset value in the fund. And number three, as a manager, we're agile, we're nimble, we're on the ground, and we're really able to navigate the exciting dimensions of the market in Vietnam. So they would be the three reasons I'd give, Justin.
Marvellous stuff. Craig, good to chat to you as always, and no doubt we'll be catching up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Look forward to it. Thanks ever so much.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.